thoughts on Anquan deciding to retire?
You know, it's bittersweet. You know, I've he's like a big brother to me. I wasn't fortunate enough to have a big brother, but he was definitely that person to me. You know, took me under his wing. You know, my rookie year, invite me over to the house every single Monday night football and watch Deion would cook for us. And, you know, those kind of memories are things that I'll, you know, always remember. Well, Anquan wasn't one guy really to open up to you. I mean, you had to, you know, gain his trust. And, you know, if you were able to be lucky to get his trust, he was one of the most loyal people you ever be around. You know, there's nobody you want in your foxhole or, you know, to have your back like him. And so, you know, I wish we'd have been able to play a little longer, but, you know, to be able to see him go off and be able to win a championship and, you know, 1,076 catches and, you know, 14,000. I mean, the dude has had an unbelievable Hall of Fame career. Now, I've never played with anybody tougher. I mean, he's the most gritty, hard-nosed guy I've ever been around, regardless of position. You know, I mean, he's just special in that way. I mean, there's a lot of things I learned. If I was to single out one thing, I would say just, you know, Anquan does everything on parallels in terms of his personal life, his professional life, his philanthropic work. Everything is always done to the highest standard, you know, like, and he holds himself to that kind of expectation no matter what he does as a father, as a husband. I mean, like, so, you know, when you see that, everything he does is always done to the highest level. I mean, you know, I need to be able to do stuff like that. It's similar to a work week in terms of the way we're preparing, but it still feels like preseason to me personally. But you know, I understand we have to have a better showing this week. You know, it's just going to be a ruckus atmosphere. This is going to be the first time these guys have played at home, you know, since the NFC Championship game. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and we got to come out with a lot of intensity. Well, he is talking to me, though. He's talking to everybody in that room. I mean, if I'm a leader of that room, I mean, that's a shot at me. That's a shot at all of us in that room. So it doesn't matter. He didn't mention me by name, but it still affects me. You know, John and Smoke and Jaron and JJ and all those guys, those are my little brothers. I mean, I'm with them every day.